jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach. Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey! I can feel it coming in the air tonight, oh Lord. I played Phil Collins this morning, but they'd probably ban me for doing so. So I'll just give my half-hearted effort of being Phil Collins. Welcome to the 35 of you that are in there. I pray more of you come on in. And it's got a real spirit of encouragement in my heart today. Some good stuff I want to share with you. Some bad stuff that we can't just always look at as bad stuff. And what a time to be alive. You know something that sometimes you just listen. The Bible says that it's a small, still voice. And you can hear those things. You say, Lord, was that you? Will shock you. Shock all you waiting to get out of here. The devil's about to take over, run the world for 7 years or whatever. I think we're winning. And can I tell you why? I was just pondering where we are in America today. And pondering that, was it 2001 that the Supreme Court brought down the Lawrence v. Texas decision that gave a right to male homosexual sodomy? I think it was 2000. And it was, when would it have been, 2012 that the Obergefell decision came down? We went from sodomy being illegal in 2000 to sodomy marriage being legalized in 2000 and what year was it? 2000. Thank you, Polly. June 26, 2015. We went in 15 years. We went from homosexuality being legalized, basically not legalized. The courts legalized it. Courts don't make law. 15 years later, they gave us homosexual marriage. Told us it was the law, of course, which it wasn't. And now they're trying to give us a homosexual president. Anybody following me here? And so as I was pondering my game plan, looking around what's going on and everything, saying, Lord, what's going on? I couldn't get away from this. Hey, boys and girls, they've about played out their string, haven't they? Have they about played out their string? What's their next move? What is the homosexual mafia's next move? Now, understand this, more than any time since I've been awake, more than any time since I've been in ministry, which goes back to when I got sued by the American Civil Liberties Union in 1997, I began to have an awakening. That's 23 years ago. More than any time since 1997 in my own personal life, people are awake. More than they've ever been. Whether we credit Donald Trump, whatever, I credit the Holy Spirit, right? People are now, how do I say this in the right way? Not as gullible. Now, the gullible ones are just as gullible. But those of us who have a semblance of red pillism, we're not as gullible. We're back now to the days of Ronald Reagan, where he said, trust but verify. Thanks to Donald Trump, we are now in the point where everyone, when a news story comes down, everyone asks themselves, is that true? Now, it hadn't always been like that. It hasn't always been like that. They would, Walter Cronkite, Dan Rather, Peter Jennings, they would get on there and they would blow their bloviation at us, and we'd believe it. Some of us are woke, I know that doesn't sound grammatically correct. Some of us are woke. And now when CBS or whoever gives us the news, we say, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I don't know about that. And if they've tried today, if today is the 12th day of February 2020, if they started today to try, just started today, if today was 2000, if today was 20 years ago, and they started that stuff on us, homosexual, they started all that stuff on us today, they wouldn't get away with it. We're too woke. We're too woke. And we're in a process right now of trying to undo. I don't know if you guys have noticed that or not. We are in, is it in Isaiah to tear down? Randy, where is it? Larry, where is that? To tear down, to pull down. That's where we are. We are in a deconstruction mode in Christian America. We still haven't awakened everybody. Everybody's still not awake. But we have to understand this. I know this because up at Sky High right now, Mark and Joseph and Bob and Tammy and oh my goodness, all the guys have come up to do some help up there. My brain just went dead because I'm in another one. Richard, thank you for coming up.
Robert Klaus.
Anyway, thank you, man. My brain just,
all of them, yeah.
Ryan Duncan, right?
Amen.
Well, hey, Mark, yes, I had guys in there yesterday that they're actually into some deconstruction. I went up last night. It so encouraged my heart. I walked in that place. Oh, my God, I see this thing taking shape. Thank you, Lord, right? But, Mark, understand this. All of you, not just Mark. In this vision that we have for this beautiful building up there, there's a lot of tearing down has to take place. A lot of stuff's got to be pulled out. A lot of stuff that was rooted in beams. Hey, Mark, you walk into the great room now, that wall in front of that great room is gone. That opened up that whole house. It's gone. Oh, it's unbelievable. But, Mark, it has to be done by deconstruction. There are guys in there who are dismantling it. And then you know what happens when they dismantle it? Well, then they've got some trash. Where do we put this old stuff? I feel it so deeply. Folks, we are moving into a period of deconstruction in the American society, and it is going to be glorious. It's going to be glorious. Jared, did you put Jeremiah up there? Did you put it? It was up there. Oh, my goodness. See, I have set verse 10, verse 9. Then the Lord put forth his hand. He touched my mouth. I don't know if you've been watching. The Lord has touched my mouth. You can say, Coach, you are just the most arrogant guy. You can say whatever you want to. The Lord has touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put, oh, man, thank you, Lord. I have put my words in your mouth. That's why they hate me. And seeing, hey, listen, hey, guys, this is a progression. Thank you, Lord. I'm getting this revelation right now. I'm not talking like I'm somebody more spiritual than anybody else. This was not what I was going to talk about when I came down here. I'm getting this Holy Ghost revelation right now. It's a process. Don't miss this. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. The Lord's preparing us for something. He said, now listen, Jared, go, scroll back down a little bit, Jared. Start down about maybe 6. Let's see. Okay, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, behold, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. Before I came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you. Now I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Now listen, this was just to Jeremiah, okay? But the principle applies. Then I said, Lord, I can't handle this. I don't have a law degree. I can't. And the Lord said to me, shut up. Don't you say that. Don't you say that you're just a kid and you can't do it. Don't you say that, Lord said. Lord said, you shut up. For you shall go to all that I send you to. And wherever I command you, you're going to talk, boy. Quit saying you can't do it. It isn't you. Don't be afraid of them. I'm with you. And I'm not just with you, Coach. I'm not just with you, Randy. I'm not just with you, Larry. I'm with you to deliver you. I'm not there just to carry your body out in the casket. I'm there to deliver you in that battle that you're going into. Now, what's the progression? Then the Lord put his hand and touched my mouth. He said, okay, let's start here. Let's start with words. Let's start with words. I'm going to put my words in your mouth. That's what it says right there. I have put my words in your mouth. Progression number one. And see, I have this day set you over nations and over the kingdoms. To open your mouth and do what? To root out, to pull down, and to destroy, to throw down. Ooh, I'm telling you, Lord, it's not by, it's not insignificant that this began to happen in the physical realm the same day that it began to happen in the natural realm. The same day when the Lord opened the door and said, go and speak, that deconstruction started up there. Isn't that something? Hey, fellas, we're going to win. Can I tell you why? Where does the left go next? I'm going to shut up for a minute. Somebody tell me where the left goes next. All of our efforts that we have been going on for the last 20 years of the ministry that the Lord has given me, and many of you wakened up sooner, JR with the Family Foundation, Larry with STAB, and I could go down, I could run down a list of other ministries, and Rob at Wisconsin Christian News and all that stuff. We have been laboring, and feeling like we are getting nowhere. And all of a sudden, it's time, fellas. It's time. Now, I want you to stop, and I want you to think about this. I hope, Kyle, you're watching. I hope all the lefties are watching, and I hope you're peeing your pants. Because I'm telling you, there's something about to change. I'm going to stop a minute, and I'm going to ask you this. Where can the left go now where they will not be opposed? Somebody tell me. Even if they were unopposed, what's their next move? What's the next debauchery that they could throw on us? Somebody tell me. What is it? What's the next debauchery they could throw on us? Could they give us another Muslim president? Could they sneak another Muslim president in on us? Could they do that?
The church?
Hey, you mean, Coach.
Infiltrating the church and
They've already done that, Joseph. In fact, those guys like you and your church, you ain't letting any infiltration in it. And those of us who are outside the church said, let's infiltrate. I ain't going in there with those guys. I've come out from among them. I'm separate. They can infiltrate that old thing they call the church. They can all they want to, but there are too many of us that are awake. I think, Joseph.
That's their move, Coach. That's their next move is they
full civil war.
Right. They turn the satanic social clubs loose on us, and they let the satanic social clubs take the blame for the violence that's going to ensue. But it is going to be pretend Christians trying to persecute and kill us.
Yes, but you know what, Larry? This is great because it's going to be an exposure of the pretend Christians. And those of us who really, really understand it, we ain't buying it anymore, Larry. See, they can't get us anymore. They can't get it anymore. This tearing down and rooting out has already begun, folks. I'm telling you, what can they do? What are they going to legalize sex with children over my dead body? No, they're not going to do that. What's their next move? What's their next move? They're not going to, guys, they can't pull off that crap on us again. It's 20 years down the road. And if they don't have it done now, they ain't going to get it done. Now, it may turn into whatever people say, violence, say whatever they want to, civil war. Oh, it may come to all that, but we are past the days where they're going to pull that crap on us again. And we've been busy trying to tear down while they've been building. And I'm telling you, things are getting ready to flip because they ain't got anything to build. Come on, somebody else. I want to hear it. You tell me where they're being successful. You tell me where they're going to pull this crap off on us again. You tell me where it is. Are they going to give us, are they going to give us a homosexual president of the United States? Oh, no. I hope they try. I hope they try, because we're awake. They're not going to get away with it. When it's not going to be another Barack Obama. Oh, another minority. Isn't this great? Of the homosexual community. Now it gets his turn to be our president. I'm telling you, they're not going to pull it off anymore. They're not going to be able to pull it off. And I was listening to Mike Heath's show today, and Matt Tice checked in, and Matt Tice said something that was so profound. He says, he wasn't talking to me. He was talking in general. What did he say? Christians will elect the next president. Christians will. Christians elected the last. The Christian vote always elects the president. Let there be no mistake about it. The Christians vote. The Christians. Hey, the Christians voted and elected Barack Obama. If the Christians hadn't voted for Barack Obama, he wouldn't be president. If half of the Christians, if 30% of the Christians hadn't voted for Barack Obama, he'd never been president, right? He never would have. Mayor Buttplug. Mayor Buttplug will be president of the United States if the Christians vote him in. It's in the lap of the Christians, right? Well, I'm going to tell you, they ain't going to pull it off on it. They're not going to pull it off on us, folks. They're not. Because why? Something is changing. Something has happened. There's a new sheriff in town. I don't mean President Trump. Something going on. There's something going on. I want to hear. I got so much good stuff. I want to hear from you guys before I go on. Go on, Randy.
Coach, you're right on the money. You see it, and Coach. When you see it, when I see what God's doing, Larry. When you see what God's doing, any of us. When you see it, no one can talk you out of it, because. Yeah. You can't unsee what God is showing you. People can say, no matter what, you're going to do it. Coach, you see this. Donald Trump, all he is, Coach, he's the door for a movement.
That's right.
About him. It's not about making America great again. It's about a door for the people of God to come in and to take and do what they're supposed to do. That's what it is.
Randy, listen, folks, listen, the pastors aren't going to lead this thing. The pastors aren't going to lead this. It's going to be the Randys. It's going to be the Larrys. I'm looking down my list. It's going to be the Allens. It's going to be the Rogers. It's going to be the Bob Roys. It's going to be those of us who are woke and saying, over my dead body. That the idea of us going in and sitting down compliantly to some six-foot icicle who's teaching a different gospel, those days are over. Those days are over. Hey, those days are over. They're not going to be able to get away with it anymore. We are too awake. Somebody tell me their next move. Now, don't say, I understand infiltrate the church. I get all that. What's the next agenda that they want to push through? Sex with children? They're going to legalize sex with children? Are we going to let them do that? No, I'm not going to, because I understand their devices now. They ain't going to pull that one off.
Hey Coach, how about another dot connector in that picture when you see Chief Justice Roy Moore pushing those Ten Commandments.
Rising from the dead, isn't he, Dale?
Come on, brother.
Judge Moore put the Ten Commandments back on display. Did you see it? Huh?
Something's happening here, boys. I got goosebumps, brother.
Because that's where it all started, wasn't it, Dale?
It sure did. Brother, huh? No other foundation. Here comes back the laws of God. Hey, let's not make America great. Let's make God great again. Make his name known throughout the nation.
Yeah, and come out of those dead, phony, fake churches with those dead, phony, fake Christians. Come out of it, because, listen, we have an army outside. I'm telling you, from the heart of Christians begging for someone to please come and fight. Folks, there's something really good going on. There's something really, really, really good going on.
Dave.
And I pray they bring Mayor Buttplug in there. I pray they do. Yeah, Roger.
I would just say the only last play that I can think of is the economy. That the global tanked the economy. And that's the only last play I can think of.
Roger, I think they can only do that because I agree with you, because we really have no control over tanking the economy. We really have no control over that. We don't. Now, they've lost the courts, whether you want to realize it or not. The courts are gone. If Donald Trump gets elected again, Ginsburg ain't going to make it. She ain't going to make it. It's going to be somebody. They have lost the courts. They're losing the federal courts. They're losing the weapon that they use to do all this stuff to us. They don't have it. They're not going to be able to pull this crap off on us anymore. Folks, quit being gloom and doom, and I'm one of the worst. They're losing. Folks, they are losing. They're not winning.
Hey, Coach.
right now. They're riding the wave of the last 10 years. They ain't making no difference. I'm telling you, they ain't making no difference.
Well, Coach, I think the left, they've become so leftist so quick that people are reacting against it. We see it in Virginia. We see, you know, good grief, it's incredible what's happening. Even Kentucky wants to bring over the good counties in Virginia. So
there's an awakening, isn't it? There's an awakening. And what has to happen first? We have to tear down, root out, break apart before we can build. And what does he say to do? I'm going to put the word in your mouth, Larry, and you go speak for me. Randy, I'm going to put the word in your mouth. You go speak for me. Roger, I'm going to put that word in your mouth, and you go speak it for me. And Mark Trump, I'm going to put that word in your mouth, and you go speak it for me. And Paul, I'm going to put that word in your mouth, and you go speak it for me. Amen. And Bob, I'm going to put that word in your mouth, and you go speak it for me. And Don Voss, I'm going to put that word in your mouth, and you go speak it for me. And George, I'm going to put – do you see what's going on? Do you understand? I can't get rid of my goosebumps.
Hey, Coach, there are two economies that we do have control over. We have control over our individual economies and our families, and we have control somewhat over kingdom economy.
Meaning what, Larry?
Meaning there is there is resources available in the kingdom. The only thing that is lacking is the people listening to the Holy Spirit and cutting those resources loose for God's purposes. See, not Larry, the church's purposes, God's purposes.
Folks, listen to this. Don't miss this. Please don't miss this. The left has been operating on a fake economy. They just print money, they steal it, they spread it around, while the rest of us are trying to live off a real economy. So when I say, let's go take on the FCC, let's go take on Fox, our initial reaction, because we live in a real economy, our initial reaction is, well, we don't have enough money. We can't do that. And the left is laughing at us because they're operating off of a fake economy. Lord, help us to see. And we don't understand. I'm not a name it, claim it guy. But if you think we don't have enough money to win these fights, come on, man. We got more money. But we're operating on a real economy when the devil's fake economy is the one the world's operating on.
Hey, Coach.
Understand?
God's economy, Coach. God says to Peter, go get that fish and take that coin out and pay the taxes. God has an economy, Coach. When we tap into it, it's no part of this world's economy. It's a different system. We got to get it.
Amen, Randy.
I'm sorry. We limit ourselves because of our own mind and the way that we see things. I'm saying we're like 50 trillion. When you go to what do they call that? Unfunded mandates. It's an astronomical amount of money. There's no money to pay at all. Yet they keep throwing fake money at it. There's not enough money to do anything we do. And we sit back and we look at our own little bank account and say, oh, I'm going to run out of money. Dude, we're looking at this whole thing wrong. We're operating under the devil's economy.
Yeah, amen, Randy.
Let's turn to the Lord's economy. Say, Lord, give me some of those coins in that fish's mouth.
Yeah, what?
Lord, show me where to go fish. Show me where to throw my line, Lord. There's millions and millions and trillions of dollars out there. Lord, I just want 10 million of them, Lord. Just give me a nest egg of 10 million that we can go sue their behinds off. Come on, Lord.
Randy? When Jesus' answer, when you don't have money on hand that you can see and feel, he says, go fishing. Anybody want to go with me? I love fishing.
Brother, listen. Jesus looks at Peter. Peter says, Lord, we have tarried all night in the natural, fishing, dropping our nets, and we have caught nothing, not one fish all night. Jesus looked at him and said, hey, Peter, throw your net to the other side.
Fishing in the wrong place, Pete. Right? Oh, Lord, help us. Lord, help us. We're going to win. We're winning. Guys, if you can't see that the left is losing, please help. Stay with me here a second. Tell me their crop. Roger, what's their next crop? Breaking the economy? What's their next crop? What, gay marriage? Oh, we already got that one. Transgender? No, we already got. What's their next crop?
Coach, right? They have no fruit to eat. They have nothing to eat. It's gone. You're right, Coach. This is an awesome revelation, Coach.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Penis pictures. They can send me penis pictures. That's the best they can do. They have no truth. They're operating on no truth. They can't win an argument until they send me penis pictures. They are out of ammunition. Their next move is no move. Folks, they have no move. Why? Because we're alive and awake, and we now get it. And I'm telling you.
Huh? Hey, Coach. Yeah. What do desperate people do?
Desperate things. Yeah.
That's random. Yeah, that's random. Okay, desperate things are random things. Impulsive, they're impulsive things. They're usually exaggerated.
Yep.
So for the Virginia thing, there's still been no reaction. You see what I mean? It's building up. It's building up.
That's right. That's right.
Something's going to happen.
Something there. And we have the worst leadership, Christian leadership, in the history of America.
Amen.
I believe God's raising up He's raising up new leadership. That's what I think. Listen, folks, the people sitting in the pew are only deceived because they've been listening to the leadership. You understand that? They don't want to be deceived. They still have a modicum of truth. They don't always agree. See, they don't agree that they don't agree with the pastor that homosexuality is okay and they should talk. They don't agree with him, but they've been convinced by their pastor that they're not supposed to do anything about it. See, they haven't gotten to the point where they've convinced all the people in the church. They've confused them. It's confusion. They're operating off of confusion. And as I said on one of the interviews the other day, the battle's over truth. Battle's over truth. Hey, boys and girls, I don't care how much you tell me this. What's the guy for the Miami Heat? Greg Wade. His son is not a dog. His son is
Dwayne
not.
Wade.
I don't think I saw that. He's on. Greg Wade is not. Is it Greg?
Dwayne.
Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade. Thank you. Dwayne Wade's son, 14-year-old son, 12-year-old son, is now going to become a woman. And Dwayne Wade was on with Ellen, talking about what a great parent there. They're going to let his son become a daughter, right? Hey, folks, we ain't buying that crap anymore, okay? We're not. It's all about truth. It's all about truth. And somebody needs to stand up and say, hey, listen, Dwayne, God bless you, Dwayne. That's a boy. Your daughter's a boy. I don't know what happened. I feel bad for her, but your daughter's a boy, okay? We got to stop this foolishness, folks. That's why I'm saying the Lord's put the words in your mouth. And Jeff Nell, ain't going to like it. They ain't going to like it. But you're not in a popularity contest. We're in a war. And so we have to speak our voice and say the truth and let the chips fall where they may. But as long as we continue to sit in our churches where our pastors, where those six-foot icicles tell us that we're supposed to love everybody and everything and bend over and let them do whatever they want to them, and if we just be nice enough to them, they'll come to Jesus, that is a lie. That is a lie, and that's not going to stand. That will not stand. And the great division that we see right now is not left and right. It's right and formerly right. That's where the battle is, see, between the right and the formerly right. Because the formerly right have been drugged. They've been drugged off course. They've lost their senses, right? And the right has got to pull the formerly right back. We got to get a hold of them. So that's baloney. That is baloney. And that will only happen as we begin to stand up and aggressively and cogently defend the truth. It's about the truth. That is not true. No man is a woman. Period. None. An unborn baby is not a blob of tissue. Period. Right? Those are the facts. Folks, I guess the truth.
Hey, Cal, look what just happened to Roger Stone.
Well, no, hey, let's talk about Roger Stone a second. I don't know if you guys saw that. They sentenced him to what? They won. The Department of Justice wanted to sentence him to 7 to 9 years for a process crime. A process crime. And what happened? Well, Mr. Orange Hair, what did Mr. Orange Hair say? Over my dead body. You're not going to play by those two sets of rules now. If you're not going to lock up John Podesta, you're not going to do it to Roger Stone. That's what Trump said. And they're going crazy. They're going crazy. They say, stay out of it, Mr. President. You're not allowed to be in there. But it was his own justice Department that said to those guys who recommended, the Justice Department recommended 7 to 9 years for Roger Stone, and somewhere in the Justice Department, probably Bill Barr, got word for the prosecutors and said, hey, dudes, this crap don't flush, okay? This ain't going to happen, boys. It ain't going to happen. And what happened? They resigned. Oh, they want to look like they resigned in protest, right? No, they didn't resign in protest. They resigned because they knew that there was a new sheriff in town and they weren't going to be able to get away with it anymore. See?
Yeah, their heads were on the chopping block.
Yes. Yeah, so rather than lose their job, they resigned. Oh, we're so bad. We worked so hard on this lying case. And meanwhile, John Podesta and Hillary Clinton, all these people are running around. Trump says, sorry, that ain't gonna flush. We're not playing that.
They're putting Biden Hunter, whatever, Hunter Biden under investigation now. Well, for money laundering.
Hey, boys, something's happening here. See, something's happening here.
Coach, when light comes into a room, it displaces darkness. We're pushing darkness to the corners. And if we don't leave the room, it has nowhere to hide. If we leave and we leave it alone, it comes right back. Coach, darkness is looking for corners to hide right now.
It's having a hard time, Randy.
But we're just putting the bully back in the box.
Oh, man. So listen, real quick. Man, there was a Holy Spirit download there for about 20 minutes. I don't know if you saw it or not. Listen, Larry needs some petitions signed. Larry needs some petitions signed. JR, Natural Family Foundation, needs some petitions signed. People say, well, they don't want to sign petitions because people get their addresses. Oh, come on. Come on. We've got guys out there who are fighting, trying to do what's right, trying to build a network of names, and we don't even go and sign their petitions. We don't even do that. And I'm going to put up on the screen, or Jared can put up on the screen. It doesn't matter. Where is it? How many of you have filed a complaint with the FCC? We've been talking about this now for 6 days, 7 days. I see right now there are 51 people in the queue. I don't know how many people listen around the world. Have you all filed a petition? Have you filed a complaint with the FCC? What are you waiting on? That's not what I want. Yeah, I'm going to use that here in a second, Jared. Keep that up there. Huh? Have you done it? By the way, have you gone to all your children and all the people in your Bible study groups and got them to file a petition, complaint with the FCC? You haven't? Really? That's pretty easy to do, isn't it?
Hey, Coach, I did.
Yeah, good, good. You don't all have to tell me you did. Have you done it? And if you haven't, why not? Has your wife done it? Have your grown kids done it? Have you asked your grown kids to do it? Have you asked your neighbors? And have you asked those in your Bible study to do it? Well, no, I'm not. Why would I do that? Yeah, why would you do that? Because the Lord said he's going to put the words in your mouth, and you're going to go and tell them. And when you go do that, things are going to be torn down. Ripped apart, and then we're going to be able to rebuild on it. But not if you don't go open your mouth and go do it.
And you know, there may be millions of dollars involved in coming over to our side in this. And I guarantee you, if you want standing to be a part of that millions of dollars it receiving, you probably need to file a complaint with the FCC to give yourself standing.
So, Jared, I don't know if you, he's got it up there. You can do it, or you cannot do it. That's okay. Say, well, Coach, I don't want him to know. Well, okay, then. God bless you. God bless. But, Jared, that other thing you had up on there, oh, man, God is so good. Rob Pugh, thank you, Rob Pugh. Rob Pugh forwarded something to me today, and I'm not going to go too in-depth with it because I don't want the enemy to know. But this was a judgment. Hey, boys, girls, you ready? We already won. We've already won. Right here, look at on your screen right now. This is a legal document before the Federal Communications Commission. It goes back to 2004 when Janet Jackson showed her breast. Do you guys remember that? Did you know that? Did you know that there was a lawsuit filed against the Federal Communications Commission? And they went back and they. This thing's really long, so we're not going to go down through the whole thing. I'm going to show you something here just real quickly. What I found out when I, when Rob sent me this, and I've forwarded this to every lawyer I know. And it goes down and rips up that whole thing that they're able to come in. See, the CBS tried to say, well, we didn't know it was going to happen, and it was a malfunction. And they ripped this argument apart. Now, Jared, scroll down to number 13. Hey, fellas, we've already won. We've already won. Stay right there. Stop right there. We've already won. Listen to this. This is a decision issued by the court. We have already won. Under the third principal factor of our analysis, whether the material appears to pander or is it titillating or shocking, we examine how the material is presented in context. The NAL found that the manner of presentation of the complaint of material over each station for which Viacom failed to take adequate precautions was pandering, titillating, and shocking. What? Yeah, the NAL noted that the exposure of Jackson's breast followed performances, song lyrics, and choreography discussed or simulating sexual activities. Jackson's open song contained, Jared, you moved that. Opening song contained repeated references to a man's nice package, and he's going to go for a ride. The P. Diddley did this, grabbed their crotch, going down and down. Talks about everything they did. Scroll on down a little bit, Jared. Clearly, the nudity in this context was pandering, titillating, shocking to the viewing audience, particularly during a prime-time broadcast of a sporting event that was marketed as a family event. Right there it is, and contained no warning that it would include nudity. There it is. They've already, contrary to CBS's contention, we do evaluate the nudity in context. The offensive segment in question did not merely just show a fleeting glimpse of a woman's breast. Rather, it showed a man tearing off a portion of her clothing to reveal her naked breast during a highly sexualized performance while he sang the song, Gonna Have You Naked by the End. Wow. From the viewer's standpoint, this nudity hardly seems accidental. Huh? Nor was it. The broadcast thus presents a much different case than would, for example, a broadcast in which a woman's dress strap breaks, accidentally revealing her breast for a fraction of a second. You get what they're saying? They're saying, hey, CBS, you built up to this. The whole show was built up to this. Go to number 34, Jared. Oh, that's fat. Hey, boys. We've already won. Dale, we've already won. We've already won. 34. Furthermore, CBS's argument about new technology, a V-chip, in other words, where they would block certain things. CBS's argument about new technologies have no apparent application to this case. The V-chip technology cannot be utilized to block sporting events such as the Super Bowl because sporting events are not rated. Nevertheless, even if the V-chip could be used to block sporting events based on CBS's representation, it appears that CBS would not have rated the Super Bowl halftime show as inappropriate for children. Right there it is. We win. This is 2004. Janet Jackson's boob shown. 2004. Pepsi was fined $500,000, I think it was. That's 15 years ago. What's it worth today? Well, we can't win. We can't win. Coach, we can't win. Well, listen, so what? So let's go start with the FCC because they've already oh, my goodness. We imposed a monetary forfeiture in the amount of $550,000 against CBS correspondent as the licensee of the ultimate parent company of the licensees of the television stations listed in the appendix. We find that CBS violated 18 U.S.C. 1464, which I showed you about that. Regulating the broadcast of the indecent material on this broadcast of the halftime show, the National Football League. See, folks, you understand. The last 15 years, they've been riding the wave of those ungodly courts, and you understand things have changed now, and that we're going to reach back, and we're going to hang them on their own petard. We're going to hang them on their own lawsuit. Hey, we've already won. We've already won. I think I sent it to some attorneys. If you're watching, Roger, and there's some other guys that I put there, take 15 minutes and read down through this thing. Just read down through it. We have already won. They've already ruled on this case. Already ruled on it. So thanks to Rob, or whoever Rob gave it to. I'm not a lawyer. Somebody help me here. Am I missing the boat here? Am I reading something here that's not here? I didn't even want to talk about this. I didn't even want to talk about this stuff today. But I'm trying to encourage you that it's a new day, boys. There's a new sheriff in town. This is a new day in America. The new day. And there are a lot of woke people that ain't going back to sleep. I don't care how many are in the satanic social club and how phony the pastor's standing in the pulpits are. I don't care. Because we live in an age now where we have instant information. Instant information. We don't need that 6-foot icicle to tell us how much we need to love people. We see what's going on. And we understand that we're at war. And they're not going to be able to pull us off again. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is on her deathbed. She will not make it 4 more years. And then there will be a Supreme Court. Even though John Roberts is bought off and bribed, it's going to be, folks, it's going to be a 7-3 majority sitting on the U.S. Supreme Court. Maybe more, because you know what's going to happen? Once Ginsburg is officially pronounced dead, some of those others are going to quit because they don't want to be on a losing team. They want to be there to be bullies, see? Sotomayor and Kagan, they just want to be bullies. They just want to get in there and bully everybody else. And when all of a sudden they understand that they're a permanent 7-3 minority, I think it's sitting there, 7-2 minority, 6-3, they're out of there. Ain't going to be around. Something's happening here, boys.
Coach, sorry, Coach.
No, go ahead, Randy.
Coach, David, when he pursued his enemies, they chased him down till they were all annihilated. They didn't turn back.
No, that's right.
Coach, they're on the run right now. If we will stand up and stick it out and play to the end, you're right, we have won.
Randy,
in
New Hampshire last night, they rejected Joe. They rejected Elizabeth Warren. They rejected all those communists. And they turned to Pete Buttplug. Why? Because they think he's middle of the road. They think he's one of them, see? They rejected all that stuff. They rejected it all. Something's happened. We are winning, boys. We're winning. We're winning. We got to keep after. We got to keep pushing. We got to stay. We got to man the battle and keep moving forward. We're winning.
And I'll add on to that, Coach. And the biggest monster before us, the college industrial complex, will start changing as well. When you have the change in the justice system and the long-term game plan, the downsizing of these colleges and closing, and these radical mud, the same people that were rolling in the Woodstock mud pit in the 60s, they're going to start dying off from the college teaching positions as well.
Hey, Randy.
So that landscape changing.
Bobby, where do we start suing some of them? Where do we start suing Ohio State University for some of the ungodly practices that they're doing? That now we got friendly judges, huh? Friendly judges, right? Come on, man. Come on. And see, if they want to play by the fact that courts make law, well, then let's own the courts and then let's make the law through the courts. If that's the way they want the game to be played, then wow, we can play that way. Go ahead, Jared. I thought you had your hand up in the air. Oh, I got so much good stuff I want to – I still got a lot of stuff I want to talk. What time is it? 7:04. Okay, I want to throw this up there real quick, Jared. I sent you a standalone YouTube from Adam Carolla. You guys know Adam Carolla? Adam Carolla, he was, you know, he's a comedian, comic, whatever you call those guys. And I came across this morning. I couldn't believe it. Now, there's a segment that Tucker has. It runs about 12 minutes of Adam Carolla. But I want you to listen to Adam Carolla explain as clearly as we can the two layers of justice system that we have going. This is about 5:49. Jared, maybe you could put it on 1.5 so we could get through it a little bit quicker. You tell me this guy doesn't nail it. He's talking about what's going on in California and how they've lost control. Go ahead, Jared.
Well, comedian and podcast host Adam Carolla is one of the most stalwart defenders of actual free speech left in America. Carolla is not only a famous host, he's an amazing car racing fan and participant. We were just in L.A. last week, and we decided to go over to his race car garage and talk to him because we couldn't resist because it's amazing. Here's part of the conversation that resulted. Adam Carolla, you've been on the road for the past several months talking about free speech. I know your views on it. Have you been able to convince the audience, especially young people, that free speech matters? Are they on your side, do you think?
I've been able to convince my audience who already thought free speech mattered. I think the pendulum is starting to swing back a little bit, you know? We've hit a saturation level. I sort of believe as human beings we work this way. Like, I believe that in the late 80s there were hair bands and big guys wearing, you know, bouffants and spandex and aquanet and eyeliner and everything else. And then that gave way to grunge music.
Yeah.
Kurt Cobain, tattered shirts, nobody cared, right? So it's like, what could be further away from hair bands, grunge music? And that's what came next. So I'm starting to wonder if it's swinging back. I think the insanity of the woke folks out there have forced sane people to push back, and we may be going from the hair band to the grunge movement.
Have the woke people pushed back against you?
Yeah, the woke people they'll push back against anybody at any time.
But you don't seem bothered. You're like the one person I know who seems totally uninterested in what the woke people say and totally unbothered by their attacks.
Well, I know what's in my heart, and I hate that statement, but I know who I am. You can't convince me I hate a group, hate a sexual proclivity, hate a person. You couldn't convince me I hated a neighbor or friend or Hispanics, blacks, gays, whatever. You can't bestow that upon me. That's something that's inside me, and I'm aware of it, and I know I don't. So you can't convince me of that.
So you're not afraid because you know what they're saying is a lie.
Yeah, and I'm an atheist. Like, I really don't care. Like, at the end of the day, I want to go race one of these cars and wrench on something and build something and eat dinner with my kids and wife. Like, I there's a sort of freedom in not caring. There's a real freedom in not caring.
Huh. Why don't more people feel that way?
I think there's a vanity, and I think that everybody is wired to be a little bit narcissistic, and no one wants to go online and read bad things about themselves,
right.
And nobody wants to read untruths or inaccurate things about themselves. And so we are wired to alleviate. So I never thought about it this way, but here you go. When your ankle is sore, you're wired to stay off your ankle, like less weight,
yes.
hop, lean this way. You go on Twitter, you read a bunch of horrible things about yourself, you're wired to alleviate. You're not wired to put weight on a rolled ankle. You're wired to go, oh, people are saying X, Y, and Z about me on Twitter. Let's fix that.
Right.
And the fix is apologizing and walking statements back to get it to go away. I want to alleviate. I'm not interested in the truth. I'm not interested in what the history books say. I want this, my ankle hurts. I want to get the weight off it immediately. So you walking this stuff back, you apologizing, you kowtowing to these people is a way to get the weight. It's like a crutch, and I can get the
right.
weight off this, and it'll go away. And I don't care about what the doctor or the orthopedic
it
surgeon
thinks.
Right
make
now,
it, the pain
it hurts.
Yeah.
I want it to go away.
But you don't play that game, and therefore they don't bother you. And it just seems like that's a model for the rest of us, that if everybody had that attitude, like, I don't care, I just want to wrench on my cars and have dinner with my kids, they would have no power.
They're not in the business of banging their head against a wall. They're in the business of mowing you down and moving on to their next subject. You know what I mean? They're immediate gratification group. Let's remember, these were kids who got everything they wanted immediately.
Right.
So if you don't give them immediate gratification, they're off you in like 2 days.
Yeah, no.
This is not, you know, a long slog that's going to take place over months and years. This is, you give me what I want right now, which is an apology or you to get fired from your job or whatever that is, you to be humiliated and you to be contrite. And if you don't give in almost immediately, they immediately move on to the next.
Well, then you'd have to be a moron to give in immediately to unreasonable demands, wouldn't you?
I think so, but, you know, you think about all the politicians and all the newscasters and voices out there. You think about the ones that just sort of weathered the storm and just put their head down and said no apology. They immediately pack up and go find another victim or somebody to turn into a victim. And if it's clear that there's nothing here for you, if they wring you like a bar rag and no tears come out, they move on because they want a bucket of tears. They want a bucket of your tears, and they ring, and you just go, don't let a drop fall. Yeah. And if the drop doesn't hit that pail, they pick up the pail, and they go, let's go find some more tears.
Perfect. Perfect.
Is that it? Huh? Is that it? By the way, Google search, he gets into the legal system and how we have the two-tiered legals. It's unbelievable, but isn't that it? Hey, Randy, my ankle's sore, so I ain't going to go there. I'm going to go home and put my ankle up. I'm going to go be a pastor, and I'm going to prop my ankle up. I'm not going to talk about that anymore because I got a few bad emails and made a couple people mad. So I'm just going to, well, that's it, folks. That's how they've done it to us, right? It's a new day, see? And it's a new day because why? Say what they want. Donald Trump is Adam Carolla. Donald Trump says, screw you, man. Hey.
Coach, what do you tell you?
Only two penises today so far. I only got two so far. You know what I typed to them? I typed to them. I get one of those things I respond to them. I say, hey, listen, what makes you think I would care at all about what you say? That's all I say. I send it back to them. Why would I care what you think? You think a penis goes in an rectum. You give me advice? Get out of here, dude. Not very Christian, though, is it? Go ahead, Dale.
Well, come on, Coach. It's the football mentality. What do you tell your lineman when he hurt his ankle? Wrap it up and get back out on the field and play.
Right. That's right. That's a question I always ask of guys. Are you injured or are you hurt? Because those aren't the same thing. If you're just hurt, suck it up. Let's go. If you're injured, we'll get you to the doctor.
That's a revelation, Coach, because it's what I feel. What does Dwayne Wade's child want to be a girl? Because I feel like a girl. Well, that's you can right. feel like a lot of things. I feel like $1 million in the morning. Sometimes I feel like 2 cents. So what? Get up and get the job done.
I feel like, Dale, you guys can laugh. I feel like I'm about ready to raise $10 million. to start a law firm. That's what I feel like. And I believe it's going to happen. Go ahead, Randy.
Coach, I was just going to say, the best way to respond to that stupidity is just say, I don't waste my time responding to fools.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
foolish. It's fools. Foolishness.
And so what? President Trump, that spirit, whatever that spirit is that Donald Trump, it is a who gives a crap attitude. That's what it is. Who gives
a crap? Hey, Coach.
Who cares? Yeah, Paul.
And those guys that send you those messages, you know, it kind of reminds me of the guy that drops F-bombs all the time. Tells me he has a lack of vocabulary.
Yeah.
And can't express his views. And that's what these guys are. They can't express their views, so they do stuff like that. I think that's going to intimidate you.
And Randy, hey, Coach, Paul, you know what? They tell me how Christians are supposed to behave. Oh, they love telling me how Christians are supposed to behave.
Hey, Coach. I hear that all the time. Yeah. If somebody in your area has one of the old telephone prayer lines, still has a number, simply put that number in your reply and nothing but that number and send it back to them and let them make the phone call.
That's a good one too, Larry. That's a good one. I'm getting ready for you, Robert, getting ready here. So I didn't get to anything I wanted to talk about, really. I didn't really want to talk about my life goes on without the FCC and the Super Bowl, but it's big, man. And it continues. As I said before the show, I'm going to be on Newsmax TV today. How can the Lord open a door like that? Other than he put those words in my mouth, didn't he? He told me to go and speak it. And as I go and speak it, he opens the door. What did my little grandson say to me? Randy, what did little David say to me? Mark, what did little David say? The Lord will open doors and you will walk through them. I thank God for the door. Oh, they hate me. God, thank you, Lord, that they hate me so much. God bless you, Lord, that I get to go and stand up for you and speak your word because, Lord, we are in the midst of a tear down and a root up and a pluck away and a rebuilding. We're right in the debt. Wow, I got goosebumps again. Right, Coach, square in that spot, if we could just see it.
God's looking for a fight. He's just looking for people to fight through, brother. Like you said, I wasn't looking for a fight. Yeah, God was, and he found the man that he can fight through.
Where was that again in Jeremiah, Jared? Can you pull that back up? Because this applies to you. It's not just me. It's not just me. Be not afraid of their faces, for I'm with you to deliver. I'll go back up to 7. I'm sorry, Jared. I'm sorry. Then the word of the Lord came to me, said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you came out of the womb, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a prophet unto the nations. And I said, oh, Lord God, me? I can't do that. I can't speak. He said, shut up. Don't say you can't do it. Well, you're going to go to all that I send you to, and whatsoever I command you, you're going to say it. Don't be afraid of their faces because I'm with you and I'm going to deliver you out of it. And then the Lord put his hand, touched my mouth and said unto me, behold, I put my words in your mouth and I set you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, and then to build and to plant. We are in the tear down mode. Robert, February 12th. We're going to win this thing, boys, girls. We're going to win this thing. They better be afraid. The left better be afraid. You there, Robert?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up, man? You know, I think we're going to see the same thing in churches. We're going to have leftist churches that are going to bite the dust. And believe it or not, we're going to see them rise up and get back online.
They are out of place. They are out of place.
Yeah.
Where do you go? Where do they go next? They are out of place. They've run out their string.
That's true. All the games and circus plots are becoming old in these churches, and we're going to see people rise up.
But they're
okay
not,
today.
They're not going to go quietly.
Oh no! But we have the upper hand, Roger. We have the upper hand, and we're going to. Some of you guys are going to start reclaiming some of those churches that you've been faithful to. Some of you are going to start standing up and reclaiming them, and you're going to find that there are other people in there just as sick as you are. But they need somebody to stand up, speak the truth, and give the Lord the opportunity to convict them. That's what we need. That's what's going on. The greatest pushback is going to come from those dead churches. I agree with you.
Well, that's true. That's true. We got to destroy the works of the devil, and he's had enough playtime in the churches. And I think we're going to see people rise up and challenge the churches and put them in their place.
Yes, sir.
Okay, it says the sun is more appreciated when its effects are more clearly seen. Likewise, the sun, S-O-N, is more adored when his graces are more explored. This describes the modern-day church, which I think is going to face its demise as Christians rise up. church doors are being opened wide to the devil and his demons to come out and party with the sheep in all denominations. The deceiver loves to buddy up with all pastors who refuse to worship God in spirit and truth, who give mere lip service to the lordship of Jesus, who are bankrupt in holiness and in bed with the world. The devil knows he can advance his kingdom of darkness with clergy who desire to make a name rather than exalt his name.
There you go, buddy. There you go.
Who are purpose-driven to do their thing rather than spirit-led to advance God's kingdom.
Robert, that's a mic drop.
Such ones minimize prayer and forsake discipleship and are more interested in the best life now than in the eternal hereafter. Many exchange the unfathomable riches of Christ for a damnable worldly prosperity. Discerning Christians will exit such doors and attend a God-fearing assembly if they can find one, or else I think they might force a revival renewal of their existing church. I think that could happen. Until then, they will continue being the church, proclaiming Jesus, who is the door, and giving the devil his due.
Amen.
The devil hates such Christians who are sold out to do God's business, God's way, with God's power, having Jesus as their model, the Bible as their guide, and the Holy Spirit as their teacher. And surely not the pastor as their model.
No.
Those committed to being the church do not seek Jesus for what he can offer, but serve him for what he has done.
Yes, sir.
They do not labor for that which is temporary, nor fix their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God who richly supplies all things.
Amen.
Jesus said, do not work for food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life. He said earlier, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Believe that. That was not to bring peace, but a sword, I recall.
Yes,
such heavenly food is necessary for those who labor in God's vineyard and endure to inherit eternal life. The hyper-grace dieters prefer to practice their effortless Christianity in the world as they dine on pastoral pastries and fast food religion instead of being nourished on the living manna from heaven in sound doctrine.
Fast food religion. Hey, folks. Visit STAB. Give Larry some signatures. Visit Natural Family Foundation. Give JR some signatures. Guys at Abavin, help us out. Go to the FCC and file a complaint. Little things matter. We are building momentum. Let's get rid of this negative attitude and let's say, man, we're going to win. We are going to win, man. We are moving forward. The kingdom of God is advancing. We got to understand it. We got to grab it with faith and move forward with it rather than the defeatist attitude that we're hearing about in our churches, that it's only going to get worse and worse and worse, and then we're out of here. Oh, my God, Lord, help us. I hope we're out of here. I pray that we're out of here. But until then, we're supposed to occupy till he comes. And by the way, help us out, man. Go to CoachDaveLive.com to go to the events. We got the Occupy conference coming up. We got Rob Pugh's Wisconsin Christian News conference coming up. We've got Mike Spaulding's Go Ye Therefore. We've got the event down in Dallas, Texas, the Hear the Watchman. We've got the event. Oh, my. We just got a lot of things going on, and I know you can't be to every one of them. Folks, we need your help. We need your support. Even if you can't go to Occupy, how about buying a ticket? We'll give it to somebody else. Help us. We just got some expenses that we got to meet on it. You know, listen, money is only what you make it to be. You say, well, Coach, that's easy. You're the one asking for it. Hey, we're $21 trillion in debt. Ain't no money. There isn't any money. Come on.
$42 trillion.
Let's use it as the weapon that it is. Well, we're going to rescue the children this week. Equal justice stop down in Virginia Beach. Something's happening here. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord.